بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us just one life. Nobody will come in this world and then get more and come again and then get more or get a few times of the privilege of getting zindagi or life in this world again and again. A person comes only once and he leaves the world never to come back again. So this is the only opportunity we have. So if it is just once in our life an opportunity that we get for anything, so we make the best of it. And therefore we have to make the best of this zindagi that Allah has given us in fulfilling the maqsad of hayat, the object of life. What is the object of life? In simple terms. Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned, Allah ka wali banna, wilayat, that the purpose of life in this world, to make the ibadat of Allah, and to become the friend of Allah, to become a wali of Allah. We live in this world, we are making the ibadat, but does it strike us that let us try and now become the friend of Allah? That through the ibadat we are making, we need to get that qurb of Allah, that Allah must become my friend. So just once we get this opportunity, so we have to make this life productive in fulfilling the purpose and the mission why we have been sent into this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. To make the ibadat of Allah, gain the ma'rifat of Allah, gain the love of Allah, become the friend of Allah. Imagine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got so many other makhluq creations that Allah has created who are making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever form and way. The birds are making the dhikr of Allah, the plants. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Everything that Allah has created makes the tasbih of Allah. Allah has got angels making the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But despite this, that the angels are making the ibadat of Allah, when you and I, insan, when we are making the ibadat of Allah, then our ibadat gets an imtiyazi sharaf, a distinctive honor in the sight of Allah. The angels never disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. So they are obedient servants of Allah. They are making the ibadat of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors us and Allah rewards us. Allah gives us blessings by you and I making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find in the different ahadith, there are so many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions and Allah inquires of the angels, and Allah knows very well when the angels leave this dunya, when we are where we are, and the angels go up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carrying our deeds. Or like, for example, at Fajr and Asr, there is the changing of shift of the angels. Those angels that were the entire night with us at Fajr, they now ascend. And then the next batch of angels come down till Asr. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks those angels that, how did you leave my banda in this world? In what condition? Ya Allah, they were performing salah. Ya Allah, they were making the dhikr of Allah. Making your dhikr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on reminding the angels. And Allah asks them that, how did you find my servants? How did you find my servants? So each time they were obedient to you, Allah. They were making dua for Jannat. Ya Allah, they were making dua that you save them from Jahannam. And Allah even asked them in the hadith, the gist of which is, that have they seen Jannat? Oh Allah, they have not seen Jannat. Allah says, if they had seen Jannat, oh Allah, they'll make even more dua for Jannat. Ya Allah, they're seeking refuge from Jahannam. Allah says, have they seen Jahannam? Oh Allah, they have not seen Jahannam. Allah says that if they had to see Jahannam, oh Allah, they will seek even more refuge from Jahannam. So, insan, you and I, when we make the ibadat of Allah, Allah gives us a special honor. Now look at the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making the ibadat of Allah, we are getting the qurb of Allah, the closest, the special bond and attachment to Allah. We are becoming the friends of Allah. Insan, you and I, Allah has given us such honor, such honor, such privileges, such opportunities, such bounties, such boons, such favors, that even when we sin and we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we make rujoo' ila Allah, and we turn to Allah, we make sincere tawbah to Allah, At-ta'ibu habibullah, a repenter, a genuine, sincere repenter, person who is making tawbah to Allah, genuinely, sincerely, he becomes the beloved of Allah. So even after we commit sin, and we make tawbah, and sincere tawbah, again we gain the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we made the ibadat of Allah, we got the qurb of Allah. When we were disobedient but made tawbah and sincere tawbah, again we gained the qurb and the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Therefore, we should try that har lamha, every second of our life, every breath of our life, sar se pair tak, from head to toe, we have to make sure that every limb of ours, our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet, our entire body, is subservient to the command of Allah. We are obeying Allah. We do not disobey Allah even for a second. This is what we all have to try. We are weak. We will slip. But the moment we slip, because we were making that sincere effort, Allah will grant us tawfiq of making tawbah and making amends immediately. Immediately. So every limb of ours, we have to make sure we are at every second in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is why in one hadith, the dua, it is mentioned, وَلَا تُشْقِنِي بِمَعْصِيَتِكَ. Allah, do not make me shaqi, don't make me wretched, unlucky, unfortunate, disgraced, despicable by disobeying you. And that is why when a person commits one guna, or he commits a sin, he was tempted, he enjoyed himself, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive us. Whatever sin he was committing, whether he was eating haram, viewing some haram, indulging in some haram. Mashayikh say, lazzate arizi mili. Lazzate arizi mili. He got some enjoyment which was just temporary. Few minutes, few seconds. He got some enjoyment. Izzate da'imi gayi. But he lost his respect forever. Lost his respect forever. One slip in guna and khalas, he's dishonored. Therefore, wala tushqini bima'asiyat. Allah, do not make me shaqi. Do not make me wretched and miserable by disobeying you. A person who lives an obedient life, a pakiza life, a pure life in this dunya. May Allah grant it to all of us that we don't become disobedient slaves unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, our effort, our endeavors must be that my Allah must become razi with me. Then imagine on the day of Qiyamah, how happy Allah will become with us. How happy Allah will become. And that is what we are trying to attain. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah, that is the greatest of achievements. So this life that we have, 21s, and you'll find in the ayat of Quran, about the Jahannamis especially, they will beg Allah, let us go back into this world again. Send us back. Now we will. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَبْتُ. I'll do pious deeds. I'll do righteous deeds. I won't disobey you. Allah will say, impossible. Khalas. Never. Never to return. So when we have this opportunity, let us try and make sure we fulfill the maqsad of hayat. The reason why Allah put us into this world. And to become obedient servants unto Allah to gain His wilayat. May Allah ta'ala make me his wali, make all of you from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is absolutely possible. Was it Arif Billah rahmatullah used to say? By people give long, long, big, big wazifas. He says, our mashayikh have not given us heavy mujahada that go into the sea and stand in the water so deep that it just reaches your shoulders and for hours you must stand there and make that type of mujahada. No. All you have to do is guna ku chor do. Leave out sins. Big sins, small sins. Every type of sin. Just stay away from it. Refrain from it. And Allah will give you His wilayat and qurb. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all of us His wilayat. May Allah Ta'ala protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah remove the difficulties we are going through. And we see there is an increase in kidnappings. Every day we're hearing so many, so many. May Allah make aman and aman prevail. May Allah return those people who have been hijacked and kidnapped back to their families, sahih, salim, without being injured in any way. May Allah Ta'ala grant the families that sabr and strength, and may Allah protect all of us. If we become Allah's, Allah will become ours. Yes, there are tests in this world. Therefore, we always make dua for afiyat, salamati, hifazat. All these duas we make. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. Recite the Ruh Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اللہ forgive us completely my Allah grant us your ولایت یا اللہ become ours make us yours my Allah ہمارا بن جا ہمیں تیرا بنا لے اللہ give us your قرب my Allah your معیت خاصہ make us your true friends my Allah یا اولیاء کاملین صدیقین my Allah یا اللہ we need you my Allah یا اللہ without you we are destroyed my Allah every second we need you my Allah ہم تو سراپا محتاج ہے we are dependent upon you you are غنی my Allah you are حمید my Allah you are بے نیاز my Allah you are self-sufficient my Allah you are الصمد my Allah you are not محتاج you are independent my Allah یا اللہ we are totally dependent upon you guide us my Allah protect us my Allah grant all of us عافیت سلامتی حفاظت عزت امن چین سکون راحت پروٹیکشن یور معرفت یور قرب give us یقین یور ذات give us the sweetness of ایمان the sweetness of عبادت the sweetness of ذکر the sweetness of سجدہ before you my Allah the sweetness of begging from you my Allah یا اللہ forgive us for every single sin we committed my Allah give us that himmat my Allah to refrain from all sins اللهم جنبنا اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله فل اوحات ودي عشق محبت ودي عشق محبت of رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله all those who are sick and ailing يا الله جو بیمار ہے ان کو شفاء عطا فرما all the مرحومين give them جنة الفردوس grant the family صبر جميل يا الله يا الله whatever حاجات our brothers have tonight our mothers and sisters have tonight يا الله fulfill our حاجات and needs يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي my Allah give us plentiful my Allah make us use it correctly my Allah يا الله don't make us make israf my Allah يا الله make us become nek and salih my Allah give us a strong iman make us live with iman Make us die with Iman. Raise us in the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Let our maut come to us, Ya Allah. Let our maut come to us in Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqeem, Ya Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, unki hifazat farma, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas, my Allah, and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, return all those people with ease and afiyat, with salamati, all those who have been hijacked, my Allah, and kidnapped, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Give us aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us beneficial rains, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Allah hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.